Welcome to the Access Hour, where each week WORT offers you the opportunity to fly your program over the radio. The Access Hour is WORT's commitment to community access to the airwaves. For this hour, we have turned the airwaves over to a member of the public. The views expressed on the Access Hour do not represent the views of the station, its staff, programmers, or the board of directors. We'd like this show to be as unpredictable as possible, so we need your creative ideas. It's a fair trade. You give us what you've got, and we give you the facilities and any help you need to get your program airborne. So let your mind wander and wonder. And when the inspiration for some pretty good radio glows with a clear, bright light, get in touch. Just go to WORTFM.org and look on the left side for Sign Up to Host an Access Hour. Programs are scheduled first come, first served. And now it's time to begin another foray into the freest form program on the WORT schedule, the Access Hour.
House.
And I'm Jamie.
And I'm Steven.
And we're here to talk about folk music.
Yay!
So you heard a little music there being played as we were getting set here in the studio. And Lisa, you were part of that performance there.
Yeah, that's off my CD, The Season, which was released in March. It's a tune called Ook Pick Waltz by Frankie Rogers, and a lot of local musicians were part of that. Joe Lesh, myself, Ben Doran, Randall Harrison Heckerel, and I think that's all that were on there. It's kind of hard to tell.
A very long list indeed. When did that CD come out?
March.
In March,
yep.
So rather recently.
Rather recently.
And you had a big CD release party at the Wild Hog in the Woods Coffee House.
I did. It was a lot of fun. We had lots of cake.
We did, indeed.
We did that.
Now, we mentioned the name Wild Hog in the Woods Coffee House, and it's synonymous with folk music here in Madison for 40 years now. So much so that we're celebrating. We've been celebrating most of this year, and we'll be concluding those celebrations this Friday. So let's talk a little bit about that. Lisa, you want to tell us what we're doing?
Yeah, November 30th is our technical birthday. And it's interesting, all the things that are 40 this year,
yes,
including Mort.
I passed that long time. Yeah, we're worried about that.
You and me both.
Wish I was.
So, 6 o'clock, you can come down to the Wilmar Center. That's where the Wild Hog in the Woods is located. And we're there Friday nights, September through the end of May, except for a few holiday weekends.
Basically, we start up the weekend, the Friday after Labor Day,
yeah, right,
through the Friday before Memorial Day.
Right, there. That's a good way to say it. But this this Friday, we'll be having a very special celebration of our 40th. There will be cake, yes. And Stephen Leverich will be the MC. We're going to have a lot of folks that were around close to the beginning of the founding of the Hog performing. You want to tell us some of the folks we're going to have?
Roxanne Neat. We're going to have some plain and fancy yodeling from KG and the Ranger.
Yeah.
Our old friend Skip Jones. Just a whole bunch of folks. You'll be there.
Yep,
you'll be singing there. I'll be emceeing and doing whatever it is in between acts. And there'll be a lot of chances, you know, just to meet and greet and sit. And those of you who have been to the Hog for many years, you know, or haven't been to the Hog for many years, you get a chance to reminisce and commiserate with some other Hog fans. And we'll have a generally good time.
Okay. It sounds like fun. I can hardly wait for Friday. But, you know, we're not going to talk this whole hour. We're going to intersperse some music in between from some of the folks that are performing this Friday. So we're going to go to our first song here. And this is a song by Lisa Johnson, who's on the air with us here. And it's called Prairie Trains. Can you just kind of introduce it to us a little bit? And then John, our engineer, will get it started.
Okay, so Prairie Trains is just basically a song about the relationship between prairies and railroads, and the way they used to control weeds along the railroads was with fire, and that used to favor the prairie plants. Now, unfortunately, they use herbicides that tend to favor invasive weeds, but when the song was written, it was true.
Okay, John, take it away.
Shining and rippling like waves on the sea. We built steam engines to sail that wide prairie and charted our course with a lifeline of steel.
They live in our stories. They live in
That's great. That's Prairie Trains by Lisa Johnson, who's here with us. And Lisa, where is this Wild Hog in the Woods?
So the Wild Hog in the Woods Coffee House is in the Wilmar Center, which is located at the corner of Jennifer and Brearley. That's 953 Jennifer. There is free parking, and it's a really neat community center. So if you haven't ever been down there, you should definitely check us out.
Okay, it's in an old church building, right, in case they're lost, but they can look for that.
And there's a cool mural on the, let's see, that would be the Brearley side, I guess,
yeah,
of the building.
Yes. And we're going to just, I got a little something here I want to read that came from one of our founders. We were founded in 1978, and in 1985, Gordy Hinners, or Hinners wrote this to us, and we posted it in our newsletter in 1985. For those of us who helped organize the coffee house, the task was a little bit selfish. We felt there was a need for the Wild Hog in Madison, but more important, we wanted a place for ourselves and friends to gather and play and dance and talk and get to know one another. And that's certainly true today. We have lots of people who have become good friends and everything with over the years. Looking ahead, he continued, we hoped that it could be a place that would involve many, many people in the community. But I don't think any of us imagined to what extent the coffee house has realized that goal. When we started, the word dynamic was used freely and often by most of us, hoping that the coffee house would be able to grow and change with the changes of the time and people. In the 4 years that I have been gone, I have followed, through the newsletter, countless committee changes, a new location, different musicians, but have always sensed a similar feeling and purpose. Through the mail, I've somewhat kept up with my old friends and have met new ones too. I'm tickled to death that there isn't just a wild hog in the, there isn't just a mild hog in the woods, but still a very wild hog in the woods. In the newsletter, you said you remembered those of us who have moved away. Well, I certainly remember all of you and my times at the coffee house with love. Signed, Gordy. And just in case Gordy's out there or anybody else that wants to give us a call and wish us well for our 40th anniversary or ask any questions about the Wild Hog, the phone number here at WORT is 608-256-2001. Again, 608-256-2001. Okay, it's time for a little more music here, I think. And we're going to move to Stephen here, who's in the studio with us, and Stephen Lee Rich. And he's going to play us a song here on his guitar, live and in color. Stephen, what are you going to be playing?
Yeah, we can't stand black and white radio.
It's just it's passé.
Boring. Absolutely boring, yes. And I don't write a lot. I'm an anomaly in folk music in that sense. I write when it strikes me, when nobody else has said something I want to say. And the other reason I don't write a whole lot is because I tend to write one of two things, either things that are completely ridiculous, wrist slashers. This is of the latter variety.
Prepare yourself.
Well, the flies around the porch light buzz. Flies around the porch light buzz. Wish I was half as buzzed as they seem to be. They seem to be unaware of the world and all its cares. Life don't worry them the way it worries me. And the bulb's getting dim. Got to change it again, so I can get back to trying not to think about my porch light blues. Well, I used to sit here at night in the chair beneath the old porch light. Hold my darling close until the morning came. That was a long time past. Shame it had to end so fast. Sitting here by myself just ain't the same. And the bulb's getting dim. Got to change it again, so I can get back to trying not to think about my porch light blues. Well, the flies around the porch light buzz. Flies around the porch light buzz. Sometimes I wish I could just be one of them. Wouldn't sit here no more. Tired, alone, and sore. And I wouldn't act for singing porch light blues again. And the bulb is getting dim. Got to change it again, so I can get back to trying not to think about my porch light blues.
Awesome.
Yes, it was. Even I even got a headset change during that time period. The music
all
the
this
whole
behind
time.
The
thank you, John.
Yeah, Stephen didn't miss a beat.
Music to change headphones by.
That's right. There you go. Now, there's got to be a song about that.
And Stephen's the guy to write it.
Yeah.
That'd be on the ridiculous end of the scale.
Before we go to our next song up here shortly, I just want to mention that, you know, the founders of the Hog were musicians.
Oh, yeah.
They were singer-songwriters. They were busking on the street. They were looking for community. They were looking for a place that they could play.
It would be
indoors.
A listening room.
Oh, yeah. In a listening room. And back in 1978, there wasn't much around at that time for a stage for folk musicians, for street musicians. And so they came together, and throughout that summer of 1978, they did some fundraisers, barn dances, and other things like that, got organized, found a place to rent in time for November 30th of 1978 to open the coffee house. And so today, we're still operating, third location now,
yep,
at Wilmar Center, but we've been there since 1992, yeah, so we're an institution there.
I still think that we're one of the very few listening room type things. You can hear folk,
yes,
music at a lot of different venues, but
yes,
this is meant to be a listening space.
Yes.
And we like to have new musicians,
mm-hmm,
folks who kind of want to try out their first time behind the mic.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I did that, I thought it might kill me, but here I am.
You did that during an open mic, correct?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did, yeah, it during an open mic.
There's been, over the 40 years, there have been many musicians have started that way.
That's been a feature of the Wild Hog,
mm-hmm,
too, is, you know, with every entertainer does two sets, and in between the sets, we do an open mic every,
mm-hmm,
week.
Mm-hmm. Right. You
know, and that's like a standard feature there. And I think,
yeah,
that's a wonderful thing because it does.
Yeah.
There are so few places right now to go, as they say in comedy, no, there's nowhere to go to be bad. There's no way to where to go to learn
audience.
The craft, to,
yeah,
stand on the stage and get that stage.
Yep.
Sure.
And,
yeah,
we're one of the few places there.
Yeah. And we're constantly looking for new people to come and do just that.
Yeah.
Young and old, both. It's time to, I think, to go to another song here. Roxanne Neat is up next with Snowbound, and she played at the Hog way back in the beginning as well, and throughout the 40 years she has come to our stage.
Okay.
And so she plays, she wrote this song, I believe. Yes.
Yes.
This is hers.
Yes. She plays guitar, she plays keyboards. She's an awesome musician.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's spin it, John.
Snowbound in this sweet little town, it's drifted to my door, gotta shovel it some more. Sunlight on the white snow shines so bright on this February morning that we snowbound. Slow down, 'cause I cannot leave this town. I might as well just sit back and enjoy the winter sounds. Red bird, and my feeder looks so bright, his feathers are on fire in the streaming morning light. Oh, I'd love to be snowbound with you by my side. We'd ski at Lake Caganza, have coffee by the fire, play Scrabble by the lamplight, harmonize till dawn. But you're in some far off town and I am snowbound. Downtown, there are shops under the snow. I'll bundle up and walk there, nice to have some place to go. Home now, think I'll pour a glass of wine, feel cradled in the softness of this sleepy winter time. But I'd love to be snowbound with you by my side. We'd ski at Lake Caganza, have coffee by the fire, play Scrabble by the lamplight. I'll even let you in, but you're in some far off town and I'm snowbound. Might as well just sit back, for I'm snowbound. Snowbound.
Oh, another beautiful folk song that we love to hear coming from Roxanne Neat, a frequent performer at the Wild Hog in the Woods Coffee House. And this is Wild Hog in the Woods Coffee House on the Access Hour. And we have Lisa Johnson in the studio, along with Stephen Lee Rich and myself, Jamie Poindexter. And Lisa, you're up next to tell us a little bit about volunteering opportunities and getting, you know, meet new people.
Yeah, you know, my first volunteer opportunity at the Hog was Jamie was teaching me how to run sound. And from there, I went on to the baking committee, and then I was newsletter editor for a while, and then I was a volunteer coordinator, and so I've done a lot of different things, and there are a lot of different opportunities to do stuff.
You booked it for a long time, too.
Yeah, I booked musicians for a long time as well. Yeah, so lots of fun things that you can do. It's a great way to meet people. I've met some of my best friends here at the Wild Hog. And we have every other monthly meeting. Am I right about that? I'm getting confused now. Is it every month or every other month that we have our meeting?
Every other month.
Every
nowadays.
Other month.
It used to be
nowadays.
Monthly.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
things
I
run
get...
pretty smoothly now, so it's every
right.
other month.
Yeah. So there's not even, you know, that much of a time commitment in terms of meetings. But the meetings are always fun, too.
We're kind of business partners in a sense.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's an all-volunteer run folk music mm-hmm. cooperative, and as far as I know, it's the only one like it. So we do run on volunteers, and we're always looking for new volunteers. It's a lot of fun. I mean, you can come down. If you volunteer 5 times a year, you get a membership for free, so that allows you to get a discount. Well, actually, you don't even have to pay coming into the
door. Free admission if
you're
a volunteer.
Yeah, free admission if you're a volunteer that volunteers 5 times during the year. Otherwise, it's still a fairly minimal mm-hmm. Subscribing member fee. And you get to listen to great music. You get to meet some fun musicians and eat some cookies and drink some tea or coffee. So, you know, what could be
what could be more fun?
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
Yeah. Even the musicians are volunteers at the Hog.
Right.
Nobody is paid, the workers, the volunteers, or the musicians, or anybody. They all support the opportunity to have a stage where we can come and listen to folk music, like myself, because I'm not a performer, or to come and perform, like the two of you do, on our stage. So it's really great.
Musicians, though, do get past the, we call it past the pig, because Philip
yes.
the pig
we
is
we have
our
a
mascot.
Nice little porcelain
yes.
pig, which you call Philip the pig. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's an intentional
up?
Pun there.
Yep. P-H-I-L-L-U-P, Philip the pig.
Yes.
Yes, and so that's everything that goes into Philip the pig goes to the performer of the evening. So we're coming up to a little ID here. So, John, you can roll that.
You are listening to The Access Hour here on WORT. The Access Hour is WORT's commitment to community access to the airwaves. For this hour, we have turned the airwaves over to a member of the public. The views expressed on The Access Hour do not represent the views of the station, its staff, programmers, or the board of directors.
And we're back live and from the Wild Hog in the Woods Coffee House. Actually, we're here in the Wart Studio today, but... we're representing the Wild Hog in the Woods Coffee House, and the gentleman giving that announcement on recording, of course, that you hear each week during the Access Hour is Ken Rainier, and he's one of our founders at the Wild Hog and longtime volunteer and so forth. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to go and hear another song from Lisa, and this is called The Season. So go ahead and roll that one, John.
On these cold, dark winter days, the spring seems very far away, with winter spells still lying heavy on the land. But there are packets full of seeds on the counter, waiting patiently for planting time to come around again. And then the rain comes down and sinks into the waiting ground. Snow is gone, the season starts again. There's a sweetness in the air, the lilac's fragrance everywhere. and I wish the springtime days would never end. Days are growing long, the robins sing their morning song. Corn is growing tall and green out in the fields. The coneflowers bloom so bright, the fireflies glow out in the yard at night. We harvest all the garden has to yield. And then the sun shines down and spreads its warmth across the ground. Tomatoes on the vine are turning red. The air is soft and clean, the trees are every shade of green. And I wish the summer days would never end. Daylight's fading fast, dawn brings dew upon the grass. Pumpkins start to ripen out upon the vine. The season nears its end, the robins wonder where the summer went. Soon it will be time for them to fly. And then the leaves come down like golden rain upon the ground. The geese are flying high up overhead. There's a crispness in the air, the smell of wood fires everywhere. And I wish the autumn days would never end. The sun is hanging low, graying clouds will soon bring snow, and frost is etched upon the window in the morn. The owls call in the night, the trees stand like black lace against the sky, and icicles will soon hang o'er the door. And then the snow comes down and settles softly on the ground. Time to rest, the season's at an end. The air is cold and clear as we start another year. Now I'm waiting for the spring to come again. And then the snow comes down and settles softly on. Softly on for the spring to come again. And then the snow comes down and settles softly on the ground another year. Now I'm waiting for the spring.
Oh, I think Roxanne got, or Lisa there, you got a little snowbound there.
Yeah,
right? Towards the end of the song there.
Like I said, that sounds like springtime in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's the season, isn't it?
You never know what's going to happen.
That's the name of the song.
Yeah.
And Lisa, right. You wrote that?
Yes.
Yes. And that's on your CD?
Yes, it is. I dedicated it to the master gardeners that I work with at the Dane County Extension
nice.
Office.
Nice, yes, yes. You're going to have CDs there available on Friday?
Oh, yours? Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Do you have CD there, Stephen?
Huh? I have a CD out. Currently, the current one is called Free Range Sofas.
Okay,
that's good. I see that. It's so awesome.
Yeah, it is.
And it
is. You'll bring some of those to the party as well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So we can sell some CDs there.
Yeah, I'm sure Roxanne will bring hers, and Skip will bring his.
You know, there were lots of opportunities for music of all kinds.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we got a lot of that coming up too.
Yeah. You're gonna tell us a little bit about that now,
absolutely.
Stephen.
Absolutely.
Right?
December 7th, we will have Leafy Greens, which is Lisa here and with Ben Doran, and that's wonderful stuff. You've heard Ben is in part on the backing her up on some of the stuff you'll hear from her own CD. Following that, December 14th, we have a local favorite. Lynn Patrick Smith. He writes some really interesting, cool, insightful songs. I think you
poetry.
Really
and poetry,
like it.
And
he
yeah.
does poetry as well.
Yeah.
It's a good, diverse show. January 4th, Allie Jackson. She just does some remarkable work. Again, a singer-songwriter, but out of the mold. Very much, you know, her own
And this is her first time at the Hog,
and
right?
This is, yes. Mm-hmm. This is, like we said, there are, you know, new people. We're always trying to bring in new people. And this is her first time at the Hog, and we would really love to get a good crowd in there for her. Following that, the last one I have at the moment is January 11th, Tom Wasilchuk, who is a local favorite who plays just about anything with strings on it. I was in a band with him years ago, and he was playing pedal steel. You know, seriously. Yeah. So, I mean, he, like I said, just about anything with strings on it. He does a range of music from old-timey to old country to writing his own stuff. So this stuff is coming up, and we got lots more coming that's in the works that hasn't been nailed down yet.
So we are closed, though, the two Fridays.
We are, will not be
on the holidays.
On the holidays, yeah. You know, to Christmas and New Year's, we kind of let you go off. You probably have plenty of music wherever it is you're going for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Stephen, you're going to play a song for us now, right?
Yeah, this is from the other end of the scale, The Ridiculous. Don't stick a carrot up your nose. Don't stick a carrot up your nose. Don't stick a carrot up your nose, 'cause carrots don't like that. Don't teach a buffalo to fly. Don't teach a buffalo to fly. Don't teach a buffalo to fly without accident insurance. Don't fill a camel's hump with beer. Don't teach a rabbit to be brave. Don't plant cactus in Alaska. Don't use your elbows to shave. Don't try to eat a wooden chair. Don't try to eat a wooden chair. Don't try to eat a wooden chair without a lot of mustard. Don't fill a camel's hump with beer. Don't hang your laundry in midair. Don't build snowmen in Hawaii. Don't leave a rake in your hair. Don't stick a carrot up your nose. Don't stick a carrot up your nose. Don't stick a carrot up your nose, 'cause carrots don't like that.
Oh my God.
That's folk music. Now, did you write that one?
Yeah, I wrote that one. About the time that the Hog was being created, you know, folk music clubs were drying up everywhere. And I made kind of the lateral move to comedy clubs for a while. And that's where I really learned my MC skills is in comedy clubs. And there was one fellow who was bent on going to California or maybe New York and trying to create a kids' show for two-year-olds. Okay. It was going to be based on the entire life philosophy of two-year-olds. He was going to call it No. And he wanted me to write a theme for it. That was it. And I have a feeling that's why it never got picked up by anybody.
That's great. That's great. And we are Wild Hog in the Woods Coffee House here on Access Hour tonight. And should anybody be wanting to give us a quick call, there's still a little bit of time, at 608-256-2001. And that again, 608-256-2001. Or just send us an email if you want at info@wildhoginthewoods.org. We aren't going to get your email here during the show, probably, but we'll certainly get responded to you sometime later. We have coming up here a song from a duo that plays oftentimes at the Hog, and one of them, this is KG and the Ranger coming up, and Karen, of the KG part, is a founder of the Hog. She was around in 1978 and one of our earliest performers as well. So they're also going to be playing this Friday at the birthday party and concert. Again, that's going to be at Wild Hog in the Woods, which is at the Wilmar Center.
953 Jennifer.
Yes, and free parking right across the street. And we're on a couple of bus routes, too. And you get more details at wildhoginthewoods.org. That's our website. And we're also on Facebook. You can find us there as well. So we'll ask John Miner, our engineer, to play us now our next song, KG and the Ranger, When Payday Rolls Around.
Now what does a cowboy do when all of his work is through? Just what I'm gonna do now. with money to spend and jingle off into town and mingle with all my friends I allow. And maybe a blue-eyed gal will wait for her bronco pal to ride over hot desert ground. True heart and golden hair knows that I'll soon be there when payday rolls around. I'm dressing up in style for in a little while. Because there's lots of time till we're all homeward bound. To work and slave with cattle, sweat and swear in battle until payday rolls around.
KG and the Ranger, and that's When Payday Rolls Around.
They're one of the really unique acts that's right
yeah.
now.
They
because
are.
They are, you know, they're doing old-style cowboy stuff in yeah. very much yeah. in the Roy Rogers, Dale Evans yeah. sort of
We're mode. Not yeah. talking country and Western. We're talking Western music.
Yeah.
Yeah, serious cowboy yeah. stuff.
And they have
Singing
some
cowboys.
Of the best stage props I've ever seen.
Yes. You know,
yeah, they're fun to watch. They're fun to listen
Slim
to.
Slim Prickens, the cactus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really.
Okay, well, nobody's called in yet, so maybe we'll get by without having to talk to anybody live.
Aww.
I just wanted to mention again, we're at 953 Jennifer Street here in Madison at the Wilmar Neighborhood Center on Friday nights. That's September through May.
7:30 to 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Except for this Friday, special 40th anniversary party and concert coming up.
And it starts at 6:30.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Right. 6 o'clock.
Pardon my bad.
Yep. That's okay. we're baking some pizzas that we're getting from the Roman Candle.
Mm-hmm.
They're on Willie Street. So we're going to bake those up and get them served out. And admission is free. The pizza's free. And
cake is free, too.
Birthday cake, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
With our special 40th anniversary logo on the icing. So that'll be really cool. Our website is at wildhoginthewoods.org. And
Wild Hog in the Woods is all one word.
All one word. And you will find our calendar there, our online calendar. So if you didn't write down what Stephen was telling us was coming up, you'll find it there at any time of the day or night. We also have a Facebook page that you can link to from our homepage, and or just find us at facebook.com. and it's not hard to do. So that birthday party is going to be fun. It's going to be special.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I was going to ask if you could just really briefly explain to folks where the Wild Hog in the Woods came from.
Oh, good question. Good question indeed. I can. I have it here, the sheet music. And here, there, I'm rattling it for you. I don't know. This was in our archive boxes that I've been going through, getting newsletters, old newsletters ready to be shown this Friday night. And it's a song called Wild Hog in the Woods. There is a wild hog in the woods, diddle all down now, diddle all the day. There is a wild hog in the woods, blah, 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 blah.
It's a rather bloodthirsty little tune.
Yes, and that...
a lot of traditional folk songs.
Yes, and that influenced our original drawings for the hog, because he was a wild boar.
Yeah.
Philip was initially drawn as a boar, so now they're more fun...
Lighthearted piggies
that are playing instruments.
Three little piggies.
But you guys got that off of a record.
Well, the founders, those people that were meeting during the summer, they decided, well, we got to have a name for this.
Coffee House.
So they were going through bunches of albums and stuff, that whatever house they were meeting at the time. And there was this one title that was called Wild Hog in the Woods. And they said, well, that's unique.
Nobody else
is going to have that, you know. There's not going to be any backdoor or any other coffee house name that's used in Chicago or anywhere else that's, you know, will be unique and people will remember it. So that's what they picked. So that has stuck, that's for sure. And so we are incorporated as a 501(c) a nonprofit charitable organization. We do provide some donations to other groups and such. And I think we have a phone call coming in here, and that John is signaling. And so we have Bob Goldsmith on the line. So
Bob Goldsmith on the line. Okay.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi.
How you doing, Bob?
Hi, I'm Bob Goldsmith, and I do a lot of work in volunteering with WORT, and I was listening to you tonight, and it's a great program tonight, and I have to stop in at your place.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, please.
We'd love to see you.
Come this Friday, if you can, to the party.
This Friday is a party? This Friday?
This Friday.
This coming Friday.
6 p.m.
Okay, that's what you just announced. We'll try to get there a little later than 6 because I'm working. A little, but we'll stop in.
Okay.
Awesome. We'll see you then.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks
great.
Thanks a lot.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you. We've also had a request for a song, Road from San Antone. To get back.
Oh, is that, I bet that's KG and the Ranger.
Yeah. It could be. I don't know.
I mean, I've heard them do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know if it's on the CD that you brought.
Yeah, no, Amy brought the note in here from WORT's reception, and she didn't get to catch the name of the person calling. We are on a pretty tight schedule, so I don't think we're going to get that in. I don't even know if we have it on the CD. It's not on the particular CD that we have.
Oh, unfortunately.
But,
sorry,
you know,
about
they'll
that.
Probably have it at the Hog on Friday. So
yeah.
They'll
come
probably
the
have
hog
their CDs
and
there.
Yeah,
ask
live.
Them to sing it live
yep.
for
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So caller, thank you for that request, and do come to the party on Friday and make that request when KG and the Ranger are on stage, or before they go on stage, so they can be prepared for that. Okay. Let's get to our last song of the evening, I think. John's on the phone in there. We'll be hearing from one last song from you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, one moment. You got another phone call?
We have another caller.
All right.
I don't know who it is, so go ahead.
This is Ron from Monona.
Oh,
Ron. Hey, Ron.
One of our stellar volunteers.
Our sound maven.
Yeah.
High
schools and middle schools, and I'm wondering... what the possibilities are for getting young people on the stage.
We have that planned in the works, and we have a committee set aside. We're hoping in March to set up something in the nature of a young people's open mic. And we're reaching out now to
schools,
to high schools, middle schools, also music schools. and see who's got what and get the word out and try to get that going in March. We haven't chosen which Friday of the month that's going to happen yet, but it's still a work in progress.
And we're also looking for students from MATC and UW.
Yes,
and,
in fact, we were at MATC. About a month or so ago for an open house there to spread the word.
Yeah.
And we've had some contact with UW where we've already gained one more sound technician by the name of Amy. Amy, if you're out there listening, we appreciate you joining in. She's a student at the UW and learning how to run our sound system. She's doing really good at it.
Yep.
So, that's great. I love to hear the young kids.
You betcha.
Absolutely.
Us too.
Yeah, we need to get this music out. Thank you. We'd love to get this music out to a younger crowd. Keep the tradition moving.
Right. Singer-songwriters, whatever age, we're the wildhoginthewoods.org. Look us up. Lisa, we're going to play one more song here. I think we have time to squeeze it in. Unseen Cost of War. Can you just tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's the result of me talking to a counselor from the Madison Vet Center. She works with a number of veterans with PTSD, and I asked her what that was like, and the song came out of that.
Great, great. Okay, John, go ahead and play that for us.
The war's not over, they're fighting in it still. Every day and every night, perhaps they always will. It follows them in dreams, the grit of sand, the sound of guns, mist hanging in the jungle air, the smell of river mud. I listen and I try to help, I wish I could do more. This is the unseen cost of war. When I leave, I place my hand upon the office door each night. I try to let the stories of their pain flow back inside. I try to leave it here, not bring it to my family. Some nights their voices follow me. For them the war's not over, since the time when wars began. Whether they're in Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, Korea, the one the world can't see. So I listen and I try to help, I wish I could do more. This is the unseen cost of war. When I leave, I place my hand upon the office door each night. I try to let the stories of their pain flow back inside. Try to leave it here, not bring it to my family. Some nights their voices follow me. For them the war's not over, though they're strong and they've survived. Loss of comrades leaves them feeling guilt that they're alive. Lose some every day to things they've had to do or see. But they deserve much better than the treatment they receive. So I listen and I try to help, I wish I could do. This is the unseen cost of war. This is the unseen cost of war.
Okay, Lisa Johnson, Unseen Cost of War.
Yep. Thanks for...
My headset there for a second.
Yeah. It tried to escape, I saw it.
Live radio, yeah.
Right.
So, Lisa...
Well, actually, I didn't see it. We're on the radio. I can't see it.
Yeah, right, right. So, that's a song from Lisa Johnson, who's here in the studio with me. Stephen Lee Rich has been here in the studio with me, and I'm Jamie Poindexter, and we are from the Wild Hog in the Woods Coffee House, which is going to do what this Friday, Stephen?
We are going to have our 40th anniversary party at 6 o'clock. And that's at 953 Jennifer Street at the Wilmar Center. And we got a caller.
No, it's just someone asking a question. So.
Okay. And the caller's wondering if there will be vegan pizza on Friday.
Well, I know that there will be vegetarian pizza. I didn't do the ordering, and I'm not sure if Kim was able to, Kim Genick, who's doing the pizza ordering, if he was able to get that or not, but I'll pass it on to him for sure. It's not probably too late to make sure, but I know we discussed that. So
okay, we will certainly do our best.
Yeah, we will. So that's the last song that we're doing this evening.
Yep.
So we're just kind of getting ready to close it up here, and I want to thank John Miner for engineering for us tonight. He filled in for Ken Rainier, who skipped out on us, one of our founders, but he was very, very saddened that he couldn't be here with us tonight. Thank you, John. You've done a fine job in there. Even with the cat hair on the CD that caused it to skip there a little bit.
Mea culpa.
Could that be one of your cats,
yeah,
Lisa?
Yeah, it could be. There's four of them, so, you know. They're probably getting back at me for not being there as a lap right now.
Okay.
The cats are like that.
Yeah. You know? So, Lisa, what's our address again? One more time.
953 Jennifer Street. Free parking right across the street around the corner of Jennifer and Brearley in the Wilmar Center.
And that's just off of Willie Street,
mm-hmm.
By a block, and here on the eerie side of Madison. And our web address?
WildHogInTheWoods.org.
Easy to remember, right?
Absolutely. Even if you Google Wild Hog in the Woods, it'll give you a link to the website.
Yep. Yes.
That's easier for you. Go ahead and do that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So that's great. In the background, you're hearing some music.
Pick Waltz.
Yes. And can you tell us a little bit about that before we close up here?
Sure. It's a fiddle tune by Frankie Rogers, and we have a number of local musicians on it. Including
yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on my CD.
Okay, great. So it's wildhoginthewoods.org, 953 Jennifer Street.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock for the party.
This coming Friday.
Mm-hmm. Online, you'll find our calendar for the year as it gets built, as Stephen gets acts booked for us.
Yeah.
And with that, we're going to say so long, and we'll see you Friday night.
And thanks from Phillips.
Yes.
You've been listening to The Access Hour. The Access Hour is WORT's commitment to community access to the airwaves. For this hour, we have turned the airwaves over to a member of the public. The views expressed on The Access Hour do not represent the views of the station, its staff, programmers, or the board of directors. Remember, though, that this show relies on your ideas. An application to produce a program can be found on the internet at wortfm.org. Look on the left side for Sign up to host an Access Hour.